people who aren't very well off and haven't had a chance at education, but don't seem to care much and just sort of lazy.
Illiterate?
Okay, is that, when you say illiterate, is that insulting?
It's more or less a statement of condition.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, some people?
It's more or less a statement of
condition. Haven't had an education and so forth, but they sort of don't care. They're too lazy to work.
Yeah.
You know,
they're kind of low down.
Okay, is there any other word you might use for this?
Not that comes to me.
Kind of low down.
Well, yeah, that's a term that can be used.
What's that?
Trash.
Is that?
It's kind of a person that's,
well, yeah,
that's kind of ornery, that's kind of common. They kind of do dirty things or kind of be mean. They don't take care of their families. They don't work regular. They just here and there if they work at all. Maybe steal a little. They use bad language relative to what our society normally expects. This would be appropriate there, I think.
When you use the word common, is that insulting?
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we say it's a common trait between us, it might mean that we have something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
When we say he's a common man, it might mean that he's one of what is usually expected here. But it also might mean that he's of a low class caliber, the one that does things that you don't accept, the one that uses bad language, the one that runs out and beats his wife, this thing.
When you say a girl is very common, does that have take on a special meaning?
It has a derogatory meaning, usually, yes.
Does it have a meaning different, or does it have a sexual meaning?
Yes, usually it does.
And what, so someone who lives out in the country, he doesn't get into town much, and when he does come to town, everybody notices him. What might you call him?
I don't know.
You know, someone who lives way out in the country, sort of isolated.
Yeah, I can imagine the situation, but I don't really have a name for him.
You ever heard country Jake or...
Yeah, hillbilly's a real common name.
I don't really have a name
for it. What does that mean?
Well, it just means somebody that's from a rural area, similar to Tennessee in general. Now, anywhere, whether he lives in the city or in the country, in Tennessee, area, if he goes to New York or goes to Detroit or Chicago, he's a hillbilly. Tennessee itself is a hillbilly, gives the hillbilly image there.
What about any other states that have that?
Well, I guess to some extent, probably Kentucky would be similar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the other states that well, so
so
we're kind of in the middle of the North and the South, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're, of course, you know, the land, the terrain itself, hill, just kind of gives it country folk.
Yeah. What about, you ever use the word Hoosier?
I don't know.
Okay, say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw it's 11:30 or so, you might say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight? It's
getting close to midnight.
Okay. And say if it was real icy outside, you'd say,
getting close to midnight.
You might say it's really slippery outside and hard to walk on. You say, I managed to keep my balance, but a couple of times I
almost fell, or I almost slipped down.
Or I like.
To have fallen.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go somewhere and calls out and ask if you'll be ready soon, you might say, I'll be with you
in a minute.
Or
just directly.
Okay. And say if you're going to Nashville and you know you're headed in the right direction, but you're not sure of the distance, you might stop and ask,